Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is the most amazing headline ever. So this, I know I said that, okay, I know I said this about two other Florida Man stories. This actually is, it, okay, this is it. A man arguing with a parrot was pulled over for erratic driving in Clearwater, Florida. This is a real story, I swear to you. There's even a photo that the troopers have with the parrot. Florida Highway Patrol received numerous calls about a guy driving erratically. And they were like, oh my gosh, he's probably intoxicated. This is Saturday night in Clearwater. They located the car near Clearwater Beach and they pulled it over. I swear to you, this is true. I'm not making this up. When they approached the car, they found a man and his parrot having an argument. You know, typical Saturday night. The parrot became angry because it wanted to go home, but the man wanted to go to Clearwater Beach. The argument distracted the man, causing him to drive erratically, said troopers. They said that they successfully de-escalated the situation and resolved the standoff. They didn't say who won the argument. He was literally, so just to recap, a Florida man was literally driving erratically because he was arguing with his parrot and it distracted him. I want a parrot now. It's my first thought. I want a parrot. Just to argue with it. Can you imagine? And I could bring it in here on some days. How amazing would that be?
No, parrot.
Yeah, you are wrong, parrot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you hear all these stories. I really want one now. I swear to you, I'm going to look into this. Do they get lice, though? I don't like that. I don't know. Don't they?
I'm sure they do.
Okay, I just, but still, I want one. I mean, that's amazing. My dog can't talk back to me, but this bird can. Okay, so here's a Florida woman. She sued a gay dude's resort because they wouldn't let her book a room, and she doesn't like their, that because she's not a gay dude. It wasn't clothing optional for her. You know what I mean? Like, she had to be clothed. Amina Chaudhry filed a complaint with the Florida Commission on Human Relations saying that it was discriminatory and they needed to be reversed. I just don't know why you'd want to go to that sausage party like that. Like, why? Why would you do that? And it was, she placed flyers questioning their all-male policy, and she was saying that it was discriminatory. Lady, you're not going to, like, get a boyfriend there. I just don't know if that's what you think is happening. That's not how that's going to work for you. Nordstrom is leaving San Francisco. They're closing up shop. They're one of the latest, but they're a huge business. They're closing both of their San Francisco locations and the off the rack, the Nordstrom rack. Wait, it's like Saks off the rack fifth. Nordstrom rack. They're closing that one too. According to the San Francisco Standard, that's about 357,000 square feet. So they're closing these stores. They're not renewing its lease obligations. And they said that the reason that they cited was a deteriorating situation. I mean, which meant, oh my gosh, the crime and vagrancy is out of control.
Right.
Feces and needles everywhere. As far as the eye can see. They said they're done. They're done dealing with it. So they're leaving. That's like the 20th business that's left in what? The past like year and a half? Almost 2 years now, I guess.
The Nordstrom pipeline.
Whole Foods left. Yeah, the Nordstrom pipeline that Karine Jean-Pierre believes exists. Not the Nordstream. No. The Nordstrom. So it's like when you order on Nordstrom, like all your stuff comes in the pipeline. Whole Foods shut down. Now think about this. This is San Francisco. What do you think? Now, normally, if I would ask this like 10 years ago or 5 years ago, your answer would be different. If I say, what do you think of, Kane, what do you think of when I say San Francisco now?
Now?
Now.
Now it's just horrific. Everything that we've seen in the
what
past.
What comes to mind? What is the image in your mind when I say San Francisco?
You mean
Francisco?
Needles, feces, lots of hills, maybe even needles and feces rolling down hills.
Okay. Now, if I were to ask you 10 years ago, then what would you think? If I would 10 years ago, if I would say, Kane, like, what comes in your mind when I say San Francisco?
I'd be like the Bay, you know, the Hippies. Bridge. You know, just the San Francisco treat, Rice-A-Roni, maybe?
You know, the other thing, too, I blame the old hippies there. I think there's a difference in type of hippie. By the way, we have some of our audience includes, and I'm going to say it because this is how they identify themselves, boomer hippies. But they always insist that they're the good boomer hippies, which I believe this. I believe some of the hippies are actually classical liberals like Tocqueville, and they want to be left alone. They want to organically farm, and they want to drink on pasteurized milk, and they want to do whatever they want to do. They want to weave their sandals out of hemp. That's fine. They want to live their lives and not bother nobody. Then you got these hippies that gave birth to the like neo-Puritan hippies. They're not even hippies anymore. And they want the man in every aspect of their lives. By the way, think about this for a minute. Because I don't really necessarily think this is a Gen X thing. Gen X were used to being overlooked, forgotten about. And I think it's like millennials, younger millennials, not, you know, older millennials, but younger millennials. That how do you go from being a hippie boomer? Because a lot of the millennials were from younger boomers. How do you go from like being the hippie, you know, hippie generation to raising the antithesis of that? Like you are against the man, but now you want more of the man. How does that happen? That fascinates me, actually, from a sociological perspective.
I have a take on that.
Okay. Yes.
Is because isn't it natural for you to rebel against your parents?
I guess so, to a certain extent.
So in my mind, I think that this generation saw their parents who were rightfully against, you know, overreaching of government and things of that nature. And they've worked to be not their parents. And I think that's how it's played out.
And I think, too, I'd add to that. I think that the rebelling against your parents isn't because you're trying to be an activist or something. I think it's you're trying to find your identity. Kids trying to find their identity. They want to define themselves their own. Like, for instance, my husband and I, you know, we're retired goth kids. And my younger son likes to wear black, and he's has more of the aesthetic of us than my older son does. My older son thinks it's ridiculous. And he's just like, I am so not into that. Like, he's very, my younger one, when he was a lot younger, his rebellion was to basically try to be Alex P. Keaton, in both visually and he is him mentally. But he was like very suit and hat. Like, he was very, now he's more of our aesthetic, way more. But when he was younger, that was how he rebelled. He was a prep. I didn't know how to deal with that. He would come home and ask, because he would do stuff with his friends on the weekends because they have a uniform at school. And he would be like, his like friends would have like a preppy kind of shirt. And I don't know, it was like some prep brand. I don't even know where to get those clothes. I literally buy what I'm wearing right now. I got for free at my gun range. And I wear black t-shirts all the time because I buy them in bulk. In some ways, I'm like the dream shopper. I buy t-shirts in bulk in black. And when I want to dye them, when they start to fade, throw them in a top loader with dye. There, you're welcome. Because I hate buying the same thing. I literally will wear the same thing over and over again because I can't stand trying to figure that stuff out. It's annoying. I hate shopping. I hate it to death. I just want to wear the same thing every day and I'd be happy. But you guys would complain. I hear that. I hear it. You're like, why don't you wear some color? Because I can't dress myself and I won't hire a stylist. That's why. So anyway, long story short, kids rebel. I get it. And so now he's not like that. So I guess that to your point, Kane, they decided to go and be little minions of the man because their parents were very opposite that.
Right.
Gosh, they have to be disappointed. There's certain things I just wouldn't allow, right? I just won't allow in my house. I would not have allowed. I got to say, I would not have allowed it to get that far. I'd be like, that's detrimental to your well-being. Knock it off. Like I taught my kid about taxes. Like when they would do work around the house, because they told you I didn't give allowances. And I would literally, they'd have to write the little check and they'd come to the bank of mom and I would give them after I took taxes out. And they were appalled. And I'm like, that's taxes. I'm like, don't vote Democrat then. That's how I ran my, and they were like, oh, but that's how we did it.
Yeah.
Their friends' parents thought I was nuts, but you know what? Now look at them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're very responsible kids. They understand money.
You can't expect that reality from media.
Exactly. But there's certain things I just will not allow. You know, I told my kids, I'm like, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. But if you vote for someone that raises my taxes, if you vote for CRT and DEI, I will take it out on you in terms of how you are supported. That will expedite how soon you are out on your ass in the real world. There are consequences to elections. That's what I've told them. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but I'll know because you are horrible liars. I will know. So there's just some things I won't allow. Like if I was a boomer, I would kick the crap out of my kid if they were going to turn into like a minion for the man. If they're going to go out there, we want more government. Shut up. Oh my gosh. I would have beaten you to death in the street. No way. There's just certain things I just will not allow because I'm the parent. It's a mom-tatorship. There's no freedom in this house. This isn't a republic. I don't even acknowledge that it's a democracy. Come on. I just don't understand how the old hippies got millennials. Steve, you're the only one we like. I don't get it. How does this happen?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I can't believe this. I mean, finally, this is happening. Finally. How many times, how many headlines did I have about Novak Djokovic, who was not able to compete at the U.S. Open, right? How many times? So now, the president of the United States, it was his mandate to demand that international travelers and, you know, federal employees get the injection. It wasn't the CDC. The CDC was going along with his edict. So he stopped his edict. He finally dropped it. So that means Novak Djokovic is actually going to be able to come to the U.S. Open this year and finally compete. Now, the requirement for international travelers for the vax ends on May 11th. And he's been one of the most high-profile athlete who's been uninjected. And he's missed all these competitions from this. But I'll remind you, and I say this because it's been misreported, it wasn't the CDC's mandate. This was Biden's mandate that the CDC followed. I still see news articles that don't exactly have that correct. So I just want to make sure you know who the ownership belongs to. The party's over for woke Vice Media as it prepares to file. I'm not going to pretend that I didn't laugh. It's filing for bankruptcy. Oh, no. 6 years after it was valued. $6 billion? $6 billion? No way. Latest media upstart to collapse amid dwindling revenue. You know why? Because economic times are tough. Advertising is going down across the board. Everybody's got to rethink things. You got to rethink everything. Do you guys remember TJ Ducklow? He sounds like a horrible rapper, but he's not. He's actually a former White House deputy press secretary. Do you remember how he got fired because he had all of these threatening and abusive remarks? This was literally within like the first 3 to 4 months of Biden's term. He was threatening and using horrible language to a political reporter. And so now he's being welcomed back in the fold. Very quietly, the White House is bringing him back. They think that he's a talented operative and he's paid for his mistake. Really? Do you think so? Because I don't. I really don't. Let's see. So Jimmy Kimmel is being blasted because Jimmy Fallon allegedly skipped the writer's strike, the meeting before the writer's strike happened. So a lot of his staffers are coming out and saying, oh, well, Jimmy Fallon, the same thing, had skipped the writer's strike meeting about pay. And so they're super mad at him right now. And they're saying that he's kind of hypocritical, et cetera, et cetera. We have a lot more on the way, including some media. These leaks, where are they from on Tucker Carlson? Stick with us. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. It's not as goofy as what the Navy did. Oh, boy. You want to know why recruitment is down? They said that naval recruitment is falling short by 8,000.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And so they were trying to figure out how in the world, how are they going to do this? How are they going to fix this issue? And they figured out, because, you know, you keep hearing about all of these influencers that are being hired, whether it's by the administration, et cetera, et cetera. So they have they decided that they were going to have a digital ambassador. The Navy did. So they hired Yeoman Second Class Joshua Kelly to be a part of their outreach. They said they want more Gen Z sailors. And they turned to this guy who was a drag performer. His stage name is Harpy Daniels. And he performed drag, I guess, on TikTok. Did they really? Oh, my gosh. Guys, what do we know about TikTok and the CCP? And we have our Navy doing digital outreach on TikTok with drag. Did Xi Jinping write this whole thing? Let's see. We're going to further demoralize our armed forces and undermine preparedness. And then we're going to use the CCP completely, you know, compromising app TikTok to do it as the way to distribute the information. So this guy, he gets all up in drag and he announced on TikTok that he's the Navy's first digital ambassador. And he's performing in drag. Because I guess that's how they're going to try to get Gen Z. We're going to get our asses kicked in a war, aren't we? What in the world? What in the world? And then he's got a sign of him where he says, "Make America free, pro-choice, my body, my choice." Dude, you can't get pregnant. Jiminy Christmas. He said he was inspired by the drag queens on RuPaul's Drag Race. He started watching when he was 16. And so that's apparently what the Navy is doing. Is that going to make anybody really sign up for the Navy? The answer is no. I'm being entirely rhetorical. It's not. Would you say RuPaul is a gateway trans?
What it sounds like.
So he first started performing on ships after a sanctioned morale, welfare, and recreation MWR lip syncing contest in 2017. He was deployed on the USS Ronald Reagan. And then he became a regular in competitions. He says he's never experienced harassment or anything like that. He said that when he was scheduled to perform at a DEI event at Langley Air Force Base in 2022, he says it caused an uproar to many conservatives and Christian extremists. Yeah, people who were wondering why in the hell the Navy was hosting a drag event. Like, why is that? What is going on? I mean, this is what you do if you want to totally undermine the preparedness of the military, and you're focusing on all of these identity politic things instead of focusing on a united fighting force. This has nothing to do with unity. This has everything to do with how do you troll people who are going to otherwise, you know, criticize the military, and how are you going to drive away people who would otherwise be inclined to maybe enlist. This is insane. Our military has gone entirely woke. They have. And they wonder why they're falling short of recruitment. Why are we falling? We just don't know. We can't figure it out. Let's do more of what's actually driving people away. That was apparently their thought. Let's do more of it. So this individual, I guess, I don't even know what that entails. What is he going to make, like, drag videos about the Navy? Why don't they win wars? So he identifies as non-binary, according to the Daily Caller. He's a digital. I mean, if the Navy brought him on, does that mean they're paying him? And, you know, the Navy's money is our money. I'm just wondering, are they paying him? So he's the new digital ambassador. What is this again? What is this? The reason why people are criticizing this is because it has nothing to do with the purpose of the military. You are infusing cultural warfare into the military, which undermines unity and preparedness. Because the issue is that nobody cares who you sleep with, how you identify, etc. No, that's irrelevant. When it comes to the fighting force, you have to have the strength of unity in order to complete these objectives. And I just don't see how this fulfills this. And what is this? I mean, it makes us look like a joke. We look like a joke. And we don't look peace through strength, peace through superior firepower. This conveys neither of those things. That's their DEI policy update. The Navy's committed to recruit and retaining soldiers, fostering an inclusive culture. Can you kick butt? That's it. Can you fight? Do you want to fight for your country? Can you fight? Are you willing to pop a commie? Yes, no. These are the only questions worth asking. No one cares what you do in your private time. No one cares how you choose to sleep with people. No one cares if you dress up in women's clothes in your private time. Can you fight? Are you willing to fight? Are you willing to make that sacrifice? Those are the only things that matter. Everything else is a distraction, and it gets people killed. We're sacrificing the safety of service members at the expense of political correctness, DEI, Marxist BS.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.